Philip Semper, PFD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 09/22/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Martin Skipper spells S-C-H-I-P-P-E-R. Martin spells M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 06/08/1962. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up. Here, next paragraph. Mr. Skipper has a history of hypertension, hypogonadism, peripheral neuropathy. He's here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. He stays since his last visit. He has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Previous paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and was negative. Previous paragraph. Physical exam is a laboratory oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Of room air blood pressure is 139/89, pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Pre-nest paragraph, HENT normal. This paragraph, neck, full range of motion, rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Pre-nest paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Pre-nest paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. Pre-nest paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, or vesicles, or bulli. Pre-nest paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Pre-nest paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, and three, cranial nerves, three, tennis, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Pre-nest paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypogonadism. Number two is neuropathy. Number three is hypertension, period. Next paragraph, patient's medications were refilled as follows. Number one, testosterone 200/mL. You do 1 mL IM weekly for 90 days. Number 12 mils. Next medication, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 12. Correction. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was educated about his condition and the importance of diet and exercises. He says he understands and will comply. Today, labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSA, TSH. Patient was offered ultrasound for routine evaluation of his end organ system. He says he will do that on another occasion. He will let us know, period, next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Needles, 18-gauge for drawing up medication. Needles, 27-gauge, half-inch for injecting testosterone into the large muscles. Patient was educated on which muscle to do the injections into and to rotate sites, period. Next paragraph, testosterone 200/mL, 1 mL IM weekly for 9 days, number 12 mL. Next medication, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none, and of the patient.